This is Friday's Joey English giveaway, Red Hot Treasure Chest, Restaurants and Romance, presented through the generosity of Dr. Wendy Roberts. She's going to do some things for my face, Stephen.
Really?
And I'm going to take pictures as she does it, and you know me, I'll share. She's beautifying the Coachella Valley. They call her the rock star dermatologist. She's at 35280 Bob Hope Drive. You can call for a free consultation, 346-4262, WendyRobertsMD.com.
Hi, Joey Pals. This is Dr. Roberts. You know, healthy skin is beautiful skin. So let me take years off of your face and make you look as young as you feel.
You've got a gift certificate to 849 Restaurant and Lounge. Willie Ryan has just announced the opening of Willie's here in February. But this is for 849 at 849 North Palm Canyon. And that's the website, the word 8, the number 4, the word 9.com. And the phone number is 325-8490. You've got a gift certificate to Lulu California Bistro, 200 South Palm Canyon Drive, lulupalmsprings.com, 327-LULU. And you've got a $50 gift certificate from Peaks. It's all been remodeled. One Tramway Road, Palm Springs. Phone number 325-4537, pstramway.com. So, 849 Lulu's Peaks, Restaurants. And if you can't make Restaurants and Romance out of 849 Lulu's and Peaks, we cannot help you. So, I have three children, and Ashley has two. Dennis doesn't have any. Mr. Community doesn't have any. We'll take the fifth caller. 323 Joey, 323-5639, Joey Pals. On your mark, get ready, get set, go. If you're caller number 5, we'll spin the wheel in April, but I will mail everything out to you right away. Thank you for making this show what you have. Look who's in the house, Mr. Community Fellowship and Friendly and Funny.
Yeah. Well,
here's my dear friend.
Speaking of Dr. Wendy and dermatology, I should tell you about my dermatology experience,
okay.
Not with Dr. Wendy, but with another dermatologist, because like so many people of a certain age, you know, I'm halfway to 106. And so I thought, well, maybe I should go in for a little, you know, refresh. That's
lipstick
what we're calling it,
right?
We call it a refresh,
mm-hmm.
An update or a tweak. So I went in to this very nice dermatologist. I'm not going to use their name. And you'll know why in a second. And I said, well, what should I do? What do I need? What can I do to look younger and more vital? And they, you know, pushed around on my face and they sort of like stretched my skin a little bit. And you know what they said, Joey? This was in the middle of COVID, of course. They said, well, you're lucky because you've gained enough weight where it's plumped out all of your wrinkles.
Oh, I have a gun you can borrow.
I know. So I thought,
oh,
well, that just
stars.
Saved some hard-earned rubles, right? I'll go spend them, you know,
somewhere else.
At Revivals.
You don't look like you need anything done.
Well, you know, we all could use a refresh now and again.
Yeah, but I'm twice your 53.
Well, now that I'm jazzercising, you know, I'm joining the gym, I'm jazzercising, so I'll lose more weight, and then my wrinkles are going to show up.
Go back and say, look, see what you
and
missed.
And I'll say, now what can we do? Because here they are, but no, it's good to see you.
Thank you. You too. Bless your heart. Okay. I need to know all kinds of things.
Sure.
Dining Out for Life. Chase, tell me what's going on.
Okay. We'll start with events today.
So okay. Events.
We talked about Dining Out for Life when I was on your show last time. Of course,
but you
it's happening.
Don't assume I remember all this.
No, but it's happening on April 28th. Mm-hmm. And of course, it's a national event. And you can learn more at daphealth.org/DOFL. We've got all the information there about how you can get involved if you're a participating location, a bar, a bakery, a restaurant.
And the stickers.
And then, of course, we are going to be talking about Dining Out for Life for several months to make sure everyone in the Valley knows they can dine out and make one meal matter on
yes.
April 28th. And when you do at a participating generous location, you'll get an iDine sticker, which we call, do you remember? Badges of honor.
See?
Yeah.
That's why we need you to come regularly, badges.
So Dining Out for Life, April 28th. Mark your calendars because it's the one day of the year where food has absolutely no calories. I promise. Forget what that doctor said to you. Yeah, you can eat anything you want because it's for a good cause. And of course, all the funds go to support comprehensive health care at DAP Health.
I've got it down.
10,000 individuals call DAP Health their healthcare home. But more and more people are coming in every day. And so we want to make sure we continue to open the doors wider. And, you know, the doors are always open for folks who need compassionate care. And
Do you mean other than AIDS and HIV?
Yes.
Joey Pals.
Primary care, mental health care.
Make that clear.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. We welcome all people, period. Yes. And speaking of fundraising, of course, The Chase. We're having fun with it this year because everybody calls it The Chase. And so we just decided, let's call it The Chase.
Yes.
And, you know, what we're saying is we're using gala as a verb. We're going to say we're going to gala like never before. I can't tell you all the details yet, but I'll tell you as we get closer to the event, which is on April 9th. But the committee is hard at work. They're completely reinventing the event. It is going to be unlike
any event
that you've been to in the
past. Now, wait a minute, because I have wonderful memories of hundreds of beautiful men in black tuxedos.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, you know, I think everyone...
Don't change that.
We're not going to change the beautiful people. Of course, the generous, beautiful people will still be all around you. But it is going to be much more experiential. You're going to see a lot of things that you haven't seen before. We have a talented new team working on the event, and I'll give you some hints as we get closer.
Oh, okay. No hints.
Mark the calendar, April 9th for the Steve Chase.
Where? You tell us where yet?
It's going to be at the Palm Springs Convention Center.
Okay.
But it will be outdoors.
Ooh.
We'll talk about it. Yeah, it's exciting. So you're not going to want to miss this one, ladies and gentlemen.
How fun.
Yeah.
Can we get tickets yet?
Not yet.
Not yet.
Not yet, but you're going to be the first to know. I'm going to send you a note so that you can let your Joey Pals know all about how to get tickets as soon as they go on sale.
Do you know how much they will be yet?
I don't.
Okay.
I tell stories, Joey. I don't set prices.
I understand. Don't kill the messenger.
Yeah, yeah. No, but it's going to be terrific. It's going to be a lot of fun. And, of course, it's for a really good cause.
Oh, yes. April 9th, The Chase at the Palm Springs Convention Center, to be continued. April 28th, Dining Out for Life,
yes,
all over the Coachella
yummy,
Valley.
Yummy, yummy, yummy.
Start with coffee, then go to breakfast, then go to brunch, then go to lunch, then go to cocktails, then go to dinner, then go to nightcaps.
Yeah.
See?
See? It's so easy.
Then don't go to that doctor who weighs you.
Yeah.
You're adorable.
So that's...
Take me shopping.
I'll take you shopping. I want to talk about something that Revivals is doing that your listeners probably don't know about. And I think the organization is really proud. You know, DAP Health and Revivals have partnered with Martha's Village. You know, they are the organization that is caring for people experiencing homelessness across our valley. And, you know, in September or August, they opened that space here in Palm Springs that's providing wraparound services to people experiencing homelessness. And they reached out and they asked if Revivals could provide vouchers to give to their clients so they could come in and get essential items and clothing.
Yes.
And it's been such a wonderful experience for the store in Palm Springs because we have families and single parents and children coming in and shopping. And, you know, when you experience homelessness, you know, it leads to increased feelings of uncertainty, vulnerability, and isolation.
Mental, physical, and emotional.
Yeah.
And in the children.
And then the children. And so it's a wonderful thing that, you know, these individuals are able to come in and they have vouchers so they can shop. You know, they can take their family shopping. They can get those things they need, clean clothing, warm clothing now that we're in this cooler months. And, you know, they can check out and have an experience, that wonderful experience at Revivals that you and I just take for granted, without ever feeling, you know, anything else, that it's a great shopping experience and they can leave with just great memories. They can have some fun. But we're really proud of this. And I think that the important thing about this is, I know we hear a lot about people who talk about be able to say the homeless. And I think it's important, you know, words matter, and we have been using the terminology people experiencing homelessness. Because I think when we use that phrase, you put the person first, you prioritize people. And that is what Revivals is doing. And they're making a big impact in the lives of so many people experiencing homelessness. And so if, you know, if you've got listeners and they've been donating to Revivals or they shop at Revivals, you know, thank you for supporting that, because of your support and because of what Revivals is able to do, we're impacting the lives of a lot of folks who don't have a lot.
You know what? It's not lost to me that it translates to the other side of the aisle. And by that, I mean those of us who donate to Revivals. Yep. It's a good feeling knowing that it's going to help these people. Yep. I have to read you in the Joey English Daily Datebook, Riverside County and Supervisor Perez approved the first allocation of $5.7 million. You talked about labeling. They're coming and it's creating Palm Springs navigation camps.
That's great.
Isn't that a great verbiage?
Well, I think, you know, the one thing to keep in mind is, you know, the 2020 Riverside County point-in-time count suggested that there were 200 unsheltered individuals in Palm Springs. But if you talk to advocates for people experiencing homelessness, they'll say the number maybe double or even triple
that. At least,
yes. And so it's a real urgent need. And I think the thing that was telling to me is the number one item, of course, that they were taking or wanting when they came into Revivals was just coats, you know, and how many of us take coats for granted and or have a whole closet full of coats that we're not even wearing.
Do you think that commercial on television says the most requested item in homeless shelter is socks?
Yeah, that makes sense.
Does it? And then t-shirts.
You know, and one of the reasons is sometimes when you're experiencing homelessness, you don't have access to a washer and dryer. And, you know, so sometimes you need, you know, just clean clothing. Shopping and donating and volunteering at Revivals, you're not only funding comprehensive health care at DAP Health, you're putting Revivals in the position where they're able to do a wonderful thing by partnering with Martha's Village to provide vouchers for all of the people experiencing homelessness who use Martha's Village as a client.
Revivalsstores.com, DAPHealth.org. It's always a joy when you stop by.
Thank you.
Always happy to see you.
Thank you.
Okay, Joey Pals, here comes the Joey English Desert Datebook. Okay, Joey Pals, Monday, Nigel and I will be here waiting for you. Until then, please be well and all the best.